Okay. Hope everyone heard that. Thank you, Sean and Suzanne, for setting up this session today. My name is Tom Bernofsky. I'm the Director of Sales for Learning Express, and what we're going to talk about today is using Job and Career Accelerator, which is the newest resource that's available from Learning Express on MEL. And if you're not aware of Learning Express, we've been associated with MEL now since about 2002, and you may know us by Learning Express Library, and some people actually still refer to us as LearnATest, and so that's a little bit of a throwback. The housekeeping things have been mentioned. It sounds like we have a very good and clear connection, so I'm not going to mute all people. I think what we'll do is we'll rely on the chat, certainly. Sean's going to help me out with that. And if anyone has any questions that are, you know, real essential to put on the table or any issues, feel free to speak up. So we have a, you know, open two-way communication here, and it sounds pretty good moving forward. So one of the challenges, I think, in trying to wrap a training session in a remote area or a remote way is trying to get through everything that we want to cover, certainly in a timely way. And I think today that I'll be able to get through everything in about an hour. Certainly take some time to entertain any questions that are out there as we go through the session or at the end. What I want to do is just at least illustrate. It occurred to me that if I'm live in front of everybody who's working in front of the computer without, you know, the assistance of looking at my screen, it's an easy process to set up your own ID and password. But I want to show you how to do that today. I know that the limitation of having a virtual webinar and your screen is already taken up, that you won't be able to probably create your own, but I at least want to show you how to do that before we begin. So everyone should be on the phone, familiar with the screen that I have up. Learning Express resources are available in two distinct areas on this landing page for MEL. Now, I did not take the liberty to show everyone how to get into MEL, but it's either driver's license or state ID card. Certainly, if your library has an individual account set up with us, that part can be bypassed. But the main way to get to our resources are really through the tests and tutorials that you see on the screen, and that's what we've been known for many years. And then Job and Career Accelerator is available just below it. So these two areas are the main areas. Okay.
I think you might need to mute everyone.
The conference has been muted.
Okay. So I put the mute on for all. Unfortunately, you know, I know it's tough for everyone, so we're going to go ahead with the mute on just to keep the meeting moving along. So I'm going to go into the test and tutorials area first, and I want to give everyone the idea of what Learning Express Library looks like. And so my connection is working right now. The login, if anyone has established already a login for Learning Express Library, whether you're using Job and Career Accelerator or whether you're using the tests and tutorials, it's the same login. Bear with me one second. I'm having a little bit of a problem. Let's see. Didn't count on that. I'm going to go ahead and switch browsers. Apologize to everyone for this little glitch, but I didn't expect to have a problem with my browser. So I'm going to go ahead and open up Internet Explorer. And we're going to go ahead and go through it this way. Okay. Very good. So now I'm going to go into the test and tutorial area just to begin the presentation. Come on. And I'm not sure why I'm having an issue here, so if everyone could just be patient for a second to see. I see at the top of my browser I'm getting galesupport.com here, so perhaps my issue is not so much with my browser, but the way that I'm coming through the product. And since I'm not in Michigan, in fact, I did want to mention that I'm not in Michigan. I'm in New York, and that could be also an issue. So we're going to go ahead and just do just get into the product this way. -2.0 and password. Okay, so I'm sorry for that issue. I think probably what happened, and I won't go into it too much, is the fact that I'm in New York and not coming from Michigan could have some ability, impair my ability to get in. In Michigan, we've just gone through the process of authenticating people through what's known as GOIP authentication, which is a pretty complex process working behind the scenes. But safe to say, what that authentication means for people who are using the product, if you're coming from an IP range anywhere in Michigan, you're able to get in and use Learning Express. We're trying to get rid of the use the driver's license piece. So we're on the site right now, and you know, the Mel site you saw, what you see now is the Learning Express library landing page. This is the same page if you went into the tab off of Mel to use the testing courses. And what you see here is our landing page for Learning Express Library. We make it easy for people who come through Learning Express Library to use Job and Career Accelerator up on the top left of the screen. What's different here is that Welcome Learning Express Library on my screen, what people will see who use our product in Michigan is welcome from the Mel site, actually. I can't remember the exact wordage or verbiage there, but it is a welcome message from Mel, and that's what shows up here. That's kind of how you know where you're coming into Learning Express from. One little known trick is if you ever get lost within Learning Express, clicking on this icon up on top, our words actually gets you back to the main menu. So what I'll do is just take a few minutes. Let me show you a few things and some of the key changes to Learning Express Library, and then we'll go right into Job and Career Accelerator. And what you may not know is that both products are linked, and I'm going to spend some time today talking about how the products are linked. Certainly, the linkage is clear from Learning Express Library. From the Mel page, if you click Job and Career Accelerator, you'll find yourself right on the landing page for Job and Career Accelerator, and I'll show you that in a minute. A couple of things with Learning Express Library, just to review, and this is new. We incorporated a complete list of ebooks. In fact, all of our ebooks now are within what we call the Learning Centers over on the left-hand side of the screen. But if you want to get to the ebooks alone, and certainly people like our ebooks, just clicking on this list brings up different categories for our ebooks now. And that's new as of only about a week ago. The ebooks are arranged by these subject areas on this list, excuse me, by elementary school, middle school, GED prep, high school, workplace skills, and so on. Now, all of these ebooks are fully downloadable PDFs. And if you open any of them up at this point, and I'll go ahead and do, I'll pick college preparation as an example. All of the ebooks will come up under college preparation, and you can see some of the titles are ACT and SAT, Goof-Proof College Admissions Essays, and so on. Now, the concept in Learning Express, if you're not familiar, is to kind of drill down in these categories, find a title that you're interested in or that suits your needs, and then go over here and add that title to My Center. Now, as you know, everyone has a login by their username and password. And the reason we do that is so people can use My Center as kind of their portable learning area. Now, I've just clicked on my center, and you can see my tests, my courses, and down below are my ebooks. So if I go back to simply go back to the list and pick any title, this essay title is example, I can add that to my center. But once it's in my center, you can go down here, and in this case, it was, ACT Essay Practice was the book. Downloading an ebook is a pretty simple process. If I wanted to open it up, it's just that quick, and it's a fully functioning PDF copy of the ebook, the ACT essay. Now, there's not much you can do here. We don't optimize it for an e-reader because there are definitely areas and exercises in here that you can fill in. And unfortunately, in e-reader format, there's really no way that you can fill these in. So it's a flat PDF, and you can use it pretty much anywhere you happen to be by printing it out or using it on your PC. Some people do take the step in Kindle or Nook. For, I think, $1, you can convert the ebook. I haven't done it myself, but I know that it works because people have told me that it's possible to do that. So, enough on ebooks, and I'm going to go back to the main menu here. Another easy way to take a look at the learning centers or browse them is right from the center screen, similar to the ebooks, elementary school, middle school. These are all of our interactive test prep and course resources, course tutorials. Computer skills are incorporated in here. These are the popular software tutorials, GED preparation, workplace skills improvement, occupational practice tests, skill building for adults, all the way down to computer and internet basics. This is a new area down here, a new content area that we've just added with the addition of Job and Career Accelerator a few months ago. Getting started with computers, I'll go ahead and open that up. Intro to computers, intro to Windows, and the computer in action. By clicking on the plus sign, these are the different tutorials. Now, there are about 17 tutorials in these two different centers here. Computer basics, web browsing, printing. What I find is a lot of the feedback that we get is these courses are instrumental in so many ways with helping patrons in the library learn the basics. We put them into the product and develop them because there was a high need for that. Now, people who don't know anything about computers aren't naturally going to find their way probably into this tab. They're going to need a little bit of a help. But the librarians that I talk to around the country and the reference people who I work with are appreciative of this resource because if you can get somebody who doesn't have the skills at least in front of these resources, it really helps. And these are videos, video tutorials with a little bit of interaction. Once they're playing, people can learn, and once they learn, they can understand what the basics are. Getting started with the Internet is another area, and we cover a lot of the popular areas, social networks and online communities, Internet basics, branching out using the Internet, understanding social networking. So in the few months that we've had these, we really are seeing usage come through with these computer skills tutorials. I'm going to keep using this methodology here of clicking on Learning Express Library to kind of get me back to the main menu. Just to review some of the major resources and perhaps some of the hidden resources that you're not aware of, I'm going to go ahead and click on a few of them. Certainly college prep is a high area, especially in Michigan, where we see usage for the ACT preparation. In fact, that may be one of the most used areas in Michigan because of the MEEP. The ACT practice tests, now there are four fully functional practice tests to work through. And so whether it's English, math, reading, science, or writing, those areas are highly used. In addition to that, college admissions preparation, there are different essay prep courses here. And some of the things I want to point out, in this case, all of these badges tell you that these are ebooks that you can look at. But if you go back, let me go into AP Prep, for example, and I'll go ahead and pick English Language Composition as an example. As you can see, these are test preparation. So these badges definitely change depending on the content that's available, and really convenient for people to pick and choose what they like, if it's an ebook or an e-test, to be able to select here. Moving through the tabs, and you notice they've changed and kind of gone up top. I'm going to go ahead and click College Students. There's a full area here for reading math, and what we see most usage here are students that may be coming from high school and not necessarily fully prepared to take on the coursework that's expected or demanded at the college level. And that's really where the statistics come into play, and we see lots of use here. We've added public speaking and personal finance skills into this, along with vocabulary and writing. Little known area that's kind of hidden is graduate school entrance exam preparation. For anyone who's completed a four-year degree and plans to move on to law school or medical school or graduate school in any way, this is the area that they would come to. Having a little bit of a delay in opening up this window. I'm not sure why. There it is. So GMAT, GRE, LSAT, we've just added the Miller's Analogy Test, which is brand new, MCAT, and PCAT is for pharmacy school, and that's an area definitely in tune with career growth, and that's an area that many, many people have asked for, so we put the PCAT test in there. The popular software tutorials, everything from Microsoft Excel, all of the Office courses or all the Office products are here with course tutorials. It doesn't matter really what level you come in at. And what I mean by that is if I open up the Excel, you see that we have 2003, 2007, 2008 for Macintosh, and 2010 for Windows. If I open up 2010, we have a basic, intermediate, advanced, and expert level Microsoft Excel course. Now, these are really in demand now to keep people up to speed with computer skills because it's so intricately tied to employability and your ability to be competitive in the marketplace and obtain employment depends a lot on your computer skills, and we're seeing usage for these skills and demand for these course tutorials increasingly strong. So no matter where you happen to be in the spectrum of your Excel knowledge, no matter what operating system you use, whether it's Mac system or PC, we've got you covered here. Same thing for Access, Outlook, PowerPoint, Microsoft Project and Publisher. The Adobe courses are up top. We find those are pretty popular. Photoshop, Flash, etc. And quickly going through some of these other tabs, GED prep, we're pretty well known for GED prep skills. People don't always know that we have a full iteration of the Spanish language GED prep. It's not simply translated. This is a true GED prep course that comes and is originated by the people that developed the coursework. And this actually might be a good time for me to explain a little bit. I'll just segue. Learning Express, and I should have put this into the introduction, we've been a publisher, print publisher, since 1995. We're an original publisher, meaning that all the content that I'm showing you here today, whether it's Learning Express Library or what we've created in Job and Career Accelerator, we produce that content. We don't repurpose it from any other organizations. We have a team of experts and consultants that work to develop all of the different test items from scratch based on the specification of the test. The GRE just changed, for example, and we were able to be ahead of that. The GED actually is changing, and we're kind of hard at work reworking our practice exams. I'm not exactly sure when the new test comes into play, but we're going to be well ahead of that. So at any rate, I'll move through workplace skills improvement, skill building for adults, math, reasoning. A little more accessible here, some statistics for adults who haven't been in college for a while. Occupational practice tests. Now, I'll show this to you now, but we're going to come back to this section in a minute. because this is intricately tied and mapped to a lot of the activity that goes on in Job and Career Accelerator. What I want to say is that our focus here at Learning Express, if it's a career pursuit that is certificate-based, or if it's a career pursuit that requires some licensing, we try to get it into the product. And what you see here is a whole host of different career sections for people to be able to go into and take a look at to be able to develop those skills. I'll go and show you one of the more popular areas real quick, which is Allied Health, fundamental course prep, entrance test preparation, licensure and certification. If I expand licensure and certification, we really have built this out into a pretty full offering, whether it's certified medical assistant, dental assistant exam, this is the pharmacy technician test, EX, accept medical assistant, physical therapist, radiographer, all the way down to veterinary tech exam down below. So all of those tests, and you can see the badges next to them, most of them are tests, although there are a few ebooks mixed into this, and that's been our practice to mix in all of the content. Another area that is pretty popular, EMT, certainly military, but nursing is a big area, entrance tests and licensure and certification, and teaching, culinary arts, cosmetology, CDL, endorsement practices, et cetera. So that's a little bit of a quick, high-level review of Learning Express Library. What I wanted to do, certainly, is kind of focus on the My Center, show you some of the content tabs up on top, review the test courses and the e-books, and go back here to the landing page. We're going to transition into Job and Career Accelerator. I'll show you how easy that is to do in a minute. Maybe I think what would be a good point now is to open up, if possible. Let me unmute.
The conference has been unmuted.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and, since we're unmuted at this point, sounds pretty good. Let me open up the floor before I move on to see if there's any questions about Learning Express Library out there.
I have a question. This is Christy. The information logo that is next to the e-books or the e-tests, I can't see it well enough. How does it differentiate to tell you which one it is?
Oh, so the logo or the badge, I guess, as I was
correct,
calling
the badge.
Mm-hmm. So maybe on my screen the resolution isn't good, but it's easy to see if you log into it directly. It says either it's an e-test, an e-course, or an e-book.
Okay.
And so that's you know the kind of the differentiation between the three content batches that are in the system.
And these are all accessible under the MEL 24/7 library link tests and tutorials.
Correct, yes. That is true. So if you go through that tab or that button from the MEL.org site, you'll see, you know, a similar screen. If you don't have a user ID, and I'm sorry I can't show that to you, that was a little one of the curveballs that I didn't expect, but if you go through that screen, you have to either set up a username and password for yourself or use one that you've already created.
I don't know if anyone else has tried to do it. I'm trying to do it, and I can't get into it.
So you mean get into the MEL site?
System? I can get to the MEL main site, but when I click on tests and tutorials, I get an error message.
Okay. And let me just ask you, Christy, are you minimizing, you know, your screen for the webinar and opening up a new browser session? Is that what you're doing?
Correct.
Okay. You know, let me table that, and because I don't know if there's any technical issues. Like I mentioned before, we're going through this process of changing authentication, and I had the same issue. So I'm not sure if there's a larger problem, but we'll table that, and I'll make sure that I address it after our session today and communicate back. Sure. Any other questions? Okay. So hearing no other questions, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put the mute back on and go through Job and Career Accelerator. And then I'll unmute after I do that and open up the floor. So
the conference has been unmuted.
Oops.
The conference has been muted.
Okay, so we're back at Learning Express Library landing page, and I'm going to go ahead and go into Job and Career Accelerator, and we're going to go through this program. Again, it's brand new. Michigan and Mel is actually one of 8 different states that have made a commitment to offering Job and Career Accelerator to all residents of those respective states, actually, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina. I won't rattle them all off, but there are 8 different states that make this available. And the product in and of itself has only been available on the in the market, if you will, since the beginning of 2010. This is Job and Career Accelerator version 3. We've updated it a bunch of times behind the scenes, always taking feedback along the way and trying to incorporate the greatest suggestions for making the product work. So you're seeing here today, naturally, the latest iteration of Job and Career Accelerator with all the new bells and whistles, and I'll show you all the bells and whistles in just a moment. If you go through the MEL page and select Job and Career Accelerator, this is your landing page. This is what you're going to see. We put the featured tools on the front of the screen. It's one of the most recent improvements because there's really kind of 2 levels of, of use that we've planned for here. And the first one is kind of right in your face. It's if you want to come in and search for a job, write a resume, write my cover letter, learn basic computer skills, learn a computer program, fill out a job application, explore careers, view tutorial, update my profile, you can go ahead and click that right now. We find through the statistics that a lot of people want to come in and just search for a job, so we try to make that pathway very easy and simple for them to get in and get done exactly what they want to get done. With my presentation and training today, what we're going to do is kind of go through the original vision, which is a progression, and through that progression of using this application program, I think you'll see how in-depth it is and really kind of how easy it is to use and move around in the program. So I'm going to go ahead and go ahead into the Get Started area. But on this screen, naturally, these different tabs up here are also available. You can see that there's a little bit of a right-pointing arrow, and that really represents the progression that, you know, we think people will use who want to dive into it and use it to its fullest capacity. I'm going to go ahead and click the Get Started button now. And there's a little bit of introductory text. My profile. And before I go too much further, let me just explain kind of the way the screen works in a visual sense. So as I'm working through my demonstration, you can kind of see how that goes. All the way to the right, you see these colored different tabs, and these are all available. I'll explain them in more depth as we move, but if you wanted to go in and look at occupations that you've saved, you could simply click here. The tip wizard and the advice, this area really changes, and as I move through my demonstration, I think you'll notice that there are different tips and advice given depending on where you happen to be within Job and Career Accelerator. The middle portion of the screen here, which is probably, I don't know, maybe 3/5, if you will, of the screen in the center, this always changes by the different area that I happen to go into. And the far left, maybe 1/5 of the screen, is different menu items that you can work up and down. And no matter where I'm at, these menu items will change to displays. You can see here, this is dark green, and it fills out into this green profile. Now, for demo purposes today, this is actually where I live. I live in New Jersey, so we expect people to put in their name and address here. And when I'm doing the training in person, and in a computer lab where everyone happens to be, I ask people to fill in their own information. But for today, we'll just have to work on my information and, you know, send me anything you'd like to, letters of encouragement or letters of criticism. Either way, I'm taking mail through that address. Once it's filled in, though, I can work through the next screen, which is, this is a personal profile area that allows you to set how much preparation you have for the particular career pursuits that you want to look at. Now, for today's purposes, I'm picking Prep Level 2. And it says, I have some previous work-related skill, knowledge, experience, a minimum of high school diploma, or GED, and certainly no more than a bachelor's degree. I have or am willing to pursue vocational training or job-related coursework. Now, there's a couple areas in this program where we really ask for user input, and this is one of them. You know, your name and address is another area. Because what we've done is we've done mapping, and we've done, you know, various things to customize this for the person who's using it. And this is essential information as we move into the program for that customization to occur. So I'm just clicking next to kind of move through the screens. I could certainly pick Explorer, search for a job, or tools to get hired here. There's always ways to move in the program. I want to show you the occupation matcher. And this is an instructional screen here that just basically tells you you're going to be going through some questions. Mark them whether you like them, you're unsure, or you dislike them. And mark your responses. And here are the questions. They're on my screen. You can get an idea of what those questions are. I think, you know, it always seems like my introduction lasts about 5 extra minutes, but Job and Career Accelerator is a tool, really begins here with an assessment. There's 5 things Job and Career Accelerator does very well, and the assessment piece of it is the first thing. If you don't know what you want to be when you grow up, if you're in high school, this is a good tool. If you're in college, it's a good tool. If you've been out of work for a year, it's a good tool for a number of reasons. This assessment piece asks you if you want to build kitchen cabinets, you want to guard money in an armored car. Those questions couldn't be farther apart. Study space travel, very, very different kind of questions. So the real value in this tool is working through these questions. It takes about 15 minutes, and when you finish, I'm going to go ahead and just, I won't go through the questions, but I'm going to go ahead and pretend that I'm finished and I've gone through them. You get some results in a graphical format. And here, it's easy to see that there were 10 questions that related to what's known as realistic. And if I hover over realistic or investigative, that bubble comes up and tells me what the definition is. Well, I'm interested because it says enterprising, because that was where I scored highest over here through my answers. What does that mean for me? Well, I encourage people to do this assessment because I think in many cases you're going to learn something about yourself that you didn't already know. People with enterprising interests usually prefer work activities that involve initiating or developing new projects, especially business ventures. They like persuading or leading others. And I won't read the whole thing, but you get the idea. Either you didn't know it, or it's going to confirm what you knew. I mean, just from a user perspective, I think that's pretty valuable. This is the discovery portion of Job and Career Accelerator. What happens next is really very unique in using this tool. And if I click next, what happens is we take those strengths where you scored in that assessment, and we report back and we map what primary occupations would match to those strengths. And so, as you can see over on the left-hand side, primary occupation matches, secondary matches, explore in-demand occupations, explore by occupation groups, or search by keyword. So the next piece in this discovery bucket, if you will, is what occupations am I best suited for? If you want to just go off the map and search what's in demand or by group, you can. But these two, if you do that survey, these two areas here would open up a world based on the strengths and maybe suggest some occupations that you hadn't considered before. Also, remember on the right-hand side where I picked my prep level. Now, that stays static here, but I can change it, and I'll show you why that might be important. So I was enterprising, and there were 39 occupations that match my enterprising strengths. And as I go through here, I can review, and based on my prep, certainly, it's not a lot. It's some preparation. So I'm going to see things like door-to-door sales worker, first-line supervisor, more introductory kind of jobs, medical record and health information technician, and so forth, parts salesperson. Now, if I change the prep level, I can go down one, basically having no prep, and really no college education, in cashier, counter rental clerk, and so on. I can go the other direction. Well, what if I just had a little more preparation? What could I aspire to? And maybe here, what if I had max preparation? Well, certainly I could be a chief executive. I could be in engineering. This is really PhD level kind of look. So let me go back to prep two, just because it serves some of my demonstration examples pretty well. I'm going to go down here and pick medical records and health information technician. Everything in the healthcare industry, everything that we hear, this is a big growth area, naturally, for employment and job opportunities that are out there. So I'm going to select this. Now, when I select it, as you noticed on my screen, a bunch of things changed. First of all, on the left-hand side, I've got a whole host of new things to look at menu-wise. This orange bar comes into play because the concept of exploring careers as you drill into them more is deciding whether you want to follow that path or not. And if it's something that you want to follow, what we recommend to people is they save this, what we call an occupation card, or I guess AKA, for lack of a better word, this is like a 3x5 card or a virtual occupation card. You can delete it or print it, and certainly you can save it and keep it for use, and I'll show you why that's important as you move forward. Because I have a number of different cards set up for myself. But in this case, here's what happens with my continuing along my discovering path. Medical records tech, here's the description, the wages and the trends. Let me go ahead and pick Michigan, certainly since we're speaking about Michigan. So the average salary, the number employed, and this is really key. I can feel comfortable that there's good growth in Michigan. Maybe not growth as strong as what's going to be in the U.S., but if I didn't want to stay in Michigan, I could certainly pick any other state. Certainly we want people to stay in Michigan if possible. I could pick New York, and I could really just bounce around to any state if I wanted to, but I'm going to go ahead and just go back for my example there. Job openings. Over on the left, as I continue to drill in, here's the knowledge, skills, and ability. So I have all of these different pieces that I have to responsive to. I need to be able to information ordering, category flexibility, speech clarity, written expression is important. Here's the tasks and activities that are available, or that are required, I should say. Occupation, general activities, detailed work activities, tools and technology, education and training. Here are related occupations, and these are all linked. So if I get bored and I don't want to go through or I'm uninterested for medical records and health, I can look at pharmacy technician because it's a similar or related occupation, and I could continue looking at what tasks or activities related to those. As you can see, as I hover my mouse over, they would also come up. I'm going to go ahead and kind of follow the same example. Web resources, since I picked Michigan, if I click go here, this gets me actually into the Michigan.gov site, and we've linked it to that. And I could continue my research and discovery on what it takes to become, this particular occupation if I wanted to here with specifically related to Michigan. It opens up a brand new window, which I just closed. Now, this is, again, really where the resource is unique and powerful. If I continue down this left-hand side of my discovery, recommended occupation practice tests. So Learning Express Library is linked to Job and Career Accelerator, specifically in this window. So if I click any of these practice tests, they're going to resemble what I just actually showed you on Learning Express Library. In fact, clicking any of these practice tests would take me into Learning Express Library, where I could go ahead and continue through them and see if I might have the chops actually to make it through those tests and actually maybe follow that career path in a little more detailed way. Recommended skills improvement. Here are the computer and internet basics, popular software tutorials, math, reading, and writing. Now, if you had set your prep level to very basic, really no experience, and that maybe your max education was only high school, we would preload the ACT and the SAT test prep down in this area. We would recommend that. So we've done a lot of mapping behind the scenes for, again, back to that custom user experience that really leads to a competitive edge in the marketplace. We're trying to give people not only the career exploration tools, but the real meat and the real learning that they need to succeed. So just continuing my progression down this area on the left, if I click View Available Jobs next, what's going to happen is it's going to do a job search for me. Now, I'm introducing job search on this screen because, you know, I need to know if there's anything that might be available in this career. And since the location really keys on the location where I typed my name and address at the beginning of the program, here's Princeton, New Jersey, within 50 miles. And there are 111 jobs available within 50 miles, and maybe I only want to look within 5 miles of Princeton, and it tells me there are 4 jobs available. Now, we work with a provider known as Simply Hired, and you can see that, I think, down in the bottom of my screen. And we plug the Simply Hired database in, and you might ask, you know, where do these jobs come from? They come from Simply Hired, which is one of what I consider to be 2 large aggregators that are available out there on the internet. And what I mean by an aggregator, like Simply Hired or Indeed, they kind of sit above the Career Builders and the Monster and well above classified advertising that might still go on. I know that jobs need to be advertised in the paper. I guess, in other words, I'm trying to represent that Simply Hired has 5 million job listings within their database, and they comb the entire internet. We were looking in the, during the summer, actually. I was doing some training throughout Michigan. We had some people from workforce development who, you know, were talking about the Michigan Talent Bank, for example. Simply Hired looks through all of those different sites to be as comprehensive as they can for these jobs. Now, what you can't necessarily get in Simply Hired is the ability to save the job. And if, actually, I probably am doing this in reverse order, but let me just say that, you know, when you find a job listing within Job and Career Accelerator, you can save it. And naturally, we're saving it to the occupation card that I talked about, the medical records health information technicians. There's the job name. I can go ahead and put the company contact address, email, and description here. Now, since I've got them in reverse order, you're saying, probably asking yourself, well, where is that information coming from? If I click the blue area, it's going to open up a window, and it will give me the information about the job that I need. Now, it opened up a separate window. I'm going to go ahead and just click off of that. Opened up a separate window that gives me information. I can apply now if I want to, but let me show you a few more things about Job and Career Accelerator that that are going to be helpful with actually applying to this position in just a minute. Here's the full job description. All of this is available to me. I'm going to go ahead and close that window. Just wanted to give you an idea of the Simply Hired site. So, 2 things: full complete job listing from Simply Hired and the ability to save it. Not only that, but the way that our progression goes down this menu here is that you can view jobs and do your research pretty much right through this tab. This is a complete view, and this actually is one of my favorite screens to show because not only does it offer you the discovery, but the learning and the skills involved, but it shows you real jobs, and it shows you jobs that you're saving. And this is a very powerful screen here. So, okay, enough to say. Let me just also point out the tip wizard continues to change over here on the right-hand side, and I just want to keep you focused there from time to time to see. You know, the narrative and the screen changes, and the narrative is really written at a level where it's more of a kind of a coaching dialogue as you go through here. For example, I mean, job ads include lots of abbreviations to save space. Here's some common ones, et cetera, for people to look at. There's actually, you know, three areas of, or three small screens here that kind of talk to you about what those, if you're looking at job ads, what those things matter, or what those things mean down below. Sorry for that. I've got another call coming in, but it will go away in just a moment. So let me move on to the next screen, which is just a pure job search screen. Again, as I move from these progressive tabs here, the center changes, my menu items on the left change, and the tip wizard changes down here. Now we're starting to get into tips about what it's like to search for a job. Since I live in Princeton, again, the default is my address that I entered. If I want to do a simple job search of everything that's available in my backyard, I can just click OK or click Search Jobs, and everything will come up. Very simple there. I can go ahead and I just want to see what's within 5 miles. And within 5 miles of my area, Princeton's actually a pretty densely populated area, more than 1,000 jobs come up for corporations. You can title, you know, put a job title, skills, or company name here. What I do point out is on this menu, there's an advanced job search area. Now, this is exactly what anyone would run into with all the bells and whistles of advanced job search, along with, you know, keywords, with at least one of the words, very precise. This is probably more for the advanced searcher. Your location is here. Preferences of what comes up as your results. What I like to point out are these filters down below because it really cuts to the chase with the kind of jobs that you might be looking for. Certainly, under special filters is one I like to point out. Age 50 and friendly companies, dog-friendly companies. Some people are really looking for areas. I guess they want to bring their dogs to work. If that's important, certainly be able to click that and find that. Nonprofit companies, veteran-friendly companies, which is getting used more and more, by the way, naturally with more and more veterans coming home from overseas. So all of these filters are available, and here, you know, you can do as detailed and focused of a search as you can, all the way down to add must include salary information. So this is advanced search for college kids. Or perhaps even people trying to break into a new field, internship definitely is a way to do that. Searching internships is kind of like a fancy filter, and we point it out because we have a lot of college students who use this program throughout those 8 states and throughout thousands of libraries around the country who use this program. So if I click Search Internships, this will go ahead and give me a list of internships, and again, my area within 50 miles, lots of corporations, those internships show up. Schools, programs, and training, colleges, university, community colleges. So we add this from education.com. It's definitely a portal to continue looking at, if you want to go through higher education and obtain that, these are some tools for that. And then also scholarships. We're looking at building this out, and we've got some good sources for it. For now, what we've got are grants and some links here for people to go and get really some sites where they could find money to finance their education. So it's a little bit about the job search. It's a lot of people have a lot of experience with job search, and you know, I won't spend much more time going through it. It's as basic or as full-featured as really anything out there in the marketplace is. And let's switch gears here in the next piece. Is tools to get hired. Now, this is the meat of building your resume, building a cover letter. I'm not going to go through building a resume necessarily from scratch, but I want to show you some of the kind of neat conventions in here that make the product unique. Naturally, the center of the screen changes, tools to get hired. It's easy to see whether you want to go to resumes or cover letters. Actually, cover letters is really a section for all letters. Now, below here, we've got some subcategories filled out, and I'll go through these, but just to give you an idea, the menu gives access. You know, tools to get hired is our kind of catch-all for all the paper you need to produce, all the communication you need to produce, but also about job applications and what's important about job applications, what's important about interviews and what you should be aware of if you go out on interviews. And again, can't emphasize it enough, but computer skills, those give people the edge. And then down below, the quick tips. Build new resume, cover letters, these areas get you through certainly, you know, some of the same things here. I'm going to go ahead and say I want to build a new resume. And kind of what I want to show you here is really how to build a resume quickly rather than build a resume section by section. The first thing that everybody has to do is give the resume a name. You can't move forward in this program unless you give it a name. So if there's kind of a hard rule to make a note about, have to give it a name. So I'm going to give it a name, and I'm just going to call it my name. You can upload your resume if you want to just by clicking this button. And uploading it allows you to upload in different formats. Actually, I didn't want that to come up. What I wanted to come up was the fact that, oh, here it is. Pardon me. You can upload a resume in DocX, which is Word 2010, and .doc, which is Word 2007. If you don't have either of those, RTF or even PDF are some of the formats that you can upload your resume in. I'm not going to go ahead and go through that, just to let you know that it is uploadable. As I mentioned before, one other area of input from the user standpoint is on the screen. If you answer these questions, 2 and 3 here, I'm a new job seeker, and any of these different categories apply to you, we're going to go ahead and customize the instruction and customize the experience for you. So, you know, I really recommend that people take that step to, you know, review these and pick any bubble here that might be applicable. I'm not going to go ahead and pick any today, but that's it. So once you do that, start Resume Builder. This screen's recognizable from the very beginning. I could go ahead and go through now, quite simply, putting my headline, my experience, filling in all of these areas down below, just by reading here some of the text that gives me the information that I need to go ahead and fill this out. It's in template form. But one of the powerful features of the program is that we've got model resumes here. So rather than build all of this in one of my pet peeves, personally, is kind of starting with blank boxes. I really don't like to do that. So I want to use a model resume here, and I've kind of loosely used health science as a kind of area to go into as far as a career. Let's just say that I've graduated from high school, and I need a resume. I'm interested in being a dental assistant. And when I pull this example up, you know, I can review that, and this looks like a pretty good format. In fact, some of this experience matches my experience. So I want to use that. This area here that says use entire model resume is available to me. I can go ahead and look at expert notes. You know, all of these things are highlighted. I'm going to click use model resume. Okay. Let's see if I can get beyond that little crash. Not exactly sure what's happened there, but that's never happened to me before. Okay, let me go back to health science, post-secondary, and use model resume. Okay, so I get a note here that says all the data in your resume will be overwritten. Are you sure you want to continue? I'm going to go ahead and click yes. That is true. Go ahead and overwrite it. Now, if I preview that resume, my name and address are up top, and all of the information down below is also painted in, and this is exactly from the model. But what's helpful to me, at least personally, is that I don't have to build it from scratch. I can go ahead and go into edit, and if I do edit, I can go ahead and start filling in the name of my employer. I can add other jobs. I can do anything here at this point. With education, the same thing. With skills, I can edit these skills as I go along. These might match my skills, and I could leave them alone. Now, this toolbar is unique in that there's quick tips and quick view of my resume. This keyword area is a section I want to point out. We're providing action words, and I'm not sure how large our repository of action words here is, but you know, whether they're action words or verbs or job-specific words, either category is available. And we talked a little bit about dental. If I go here to dental, let's see, professional organizations, but I just want to see a list of words that apply to dentistry. Maybe I've got a little experience in my resume. And the key piece of information here that I like to impart and that probably many people know about is that humans don't read resumes so much anymore. Computers do. And so if you don't have your resume packed with specific keywords, you may not be taken as seriously, or opportunities may not open up in that kind of electronic review for you that you'd like because you don't have keywords. And here's an entire list of keywords that you might use to supplement your resume with. I'm going to go ahead and also go back to keywords and just give you an idea of action words. We were, if you want to emphasize, certainly a dental assistant would require helping skills, amplified, facilitated. You know, some of these words may be missing, and then you could add them to your descriptive areas. So that's a little bit about how you can modify your resume, how you can use an example or a sample resume, and you can finish later if you want to just by marking that. And when I click that, my other resumes come up, and this is probably a good place to say that in this day and age, it takes more than one resume to be competitive, and you can make minor tweaks and changes along the way and create as many resumes as you'd like. If you'd like to tweak your resume, it's very easy to create a cloned copy just by clicking here to make a copy and making some minor changes to your resume that might be, you know, better suited for the job opportunity that you're following. So I won't go too much deeper into the resume piece of it. What I want to do now is just give you a little bit of an idea of cover letter. Same convention here with regard to cover letter in that you have to give it a title. So I'll just give it my name, and I'll go in and click view, or begin, I should say. And working off the left in these different menu selections and filling in the blanks is important. One of the unique and very helpful pieces, salutation. Now, people who aren't experienced in applying for jobs definitely could struggle in this area, especially if you don't have the right salutation. That could eliminate you from consideration. So we put examples in here. If you click View Example, Dear Mr. Jones, if you cannot find name or title, opt for Good Morning. Do not include a greeting or use something like Regarding Sales Manager Position. That's kind of back to the focus we have in the product of coaching and trying to speak more or provide text that's more in the coaching area. Primary message paragraph, again, we have examples here for people to use, keywords from the ad, that type of thing, pop up on the screen just by clicking and going through here. Closing paragraph, always an example here. And this is where people struggle quite a bit with cover letters. So we think this is pretty helpful, and we get good feedback for that. Preview and change formats all available here. And I can click Finish later and see if I want to download. Just as I showed you what the upload flavors are, the download flavors are rich text format, Word 2000, and Adobe PDF. That pretty much covers the spectrum. If you wanted to download the letter and somehow put it into a different program, those three flavors are pretty importable into just about any other program that I'm aware of, at any rate. So that's cover letter. There's other letters, networking and informational letters, interview and thank you letters, job offer letters, and there's examples down below. Rescinding an accepted job offer letter. You know, that can be tricky for people. Job offer acceptance letter. If I click that, it brings up a good example that I can certainly print out or use here as a base for making my letter. So that's the example. About job applications. Job applications are a tricky area, and a lot of the feedback that we heard from the people that we worked with across the country, including workforce people, including many, many librarians, is, you know, you can help us with resumes and cover letters, but one of the most important things that people come in is they don't really know how to fill out a job application. And in a sense, this is really your first, it could be your first interaction with a company, and if you don't get it right, you could be not considered for that particular post. So, you know, by clicking next and going through this tutorial, and this is a tutorial within the program, the job application goals, prepare before you apply, completing an application, tips and warning, all of these areas open up. So, for those people that are not really fully aware of what you need to, is you need to grab your personal information, you know, get your job experience and your skills and accomplishments together and have it available. And this is kind of a checklist as you go down. Personal information, job experience, where you worked, skills and accomplishments. Because this is a lot of information that you have to put on that application. Either whether you're doing it online or whether you're doing it in person, these are the types of things that you're going to be faced with. And I'm just going through you know, some of the screens, what have you done that makes you qualified for this job? We're actually giving the verbiage of what's successful here, of what's good to use, and we're putting it in writing for people to have. Now, these are tips and warnings, and, you know, make sure you print, fill in all the blanks. And here's the special call out for filling in an online job application. And I'm just going to go through this to give you a few more examples. Apply in person, apply online. And I'll go back to the menu. Under the resource area, you can print a job application checklist, job application worksheet, and even have access to a sample job application. And there's what one looks like in case, you know, you're not aware. There's what it looks like. You could even fill it out for practice if you needed to. So I'm going to go ahead and close that window out and close this area out. Let me just go through a few other things here as we kind of wrap up a little bit with Job and Career Accelerator. The interviewing process is critical, naturally, and, you know, this is a little bit here of what the interviewing process is about. What it's about to schedule an interview, be easy to schedule, keep your scheduling details organized. Here's some examples. Scheduling the right way and the wrong way. The right way and the wrong way, too. Okay, what's wrong is to say, okay, see you then. You know, what's right is to say, next Thursday, I'll see you at the place you told me, and I'll bring what you told me to bring, and thank you again and goodbye. So, you know, we really try and script it out in a very specific way to give people the edge that they need. I'll go ahead and click next and kind of go through here. Here's prepping for the interview and kind of what the five stages are. And within these, there are additional screens, the small talk, and so forth. After the interview, what you should do. And this is a pretty well-used area, these practice interview questions. And, you know, this really helps people get focused. Why do you want this job? Giving not only the question, but giving what the correct response or the high-value response should be. And if you need to print them, you can certainly print them to be able to have in your pocket. So all of this really wraps around tools to get hired, and the software tutorials and the internet basics are content areas that I've shown you already. So, you know, I mentioned that there were five really important core areas of Job and Career Accelerator, and we've gone through a progression here from the very beginning to, you know, the actual tools to get hired. The first thing, the discovery, which is really getting started and exploring occupations. The second thing, which is finding jobs. I mean, there's no question that getting in and doing a job search is important. The tools to get hired is very important in resumes and cover letters, naturally. The fourth thing, and sorry I got them a little out of order, which is the research, kind of between the discovery and finding jobs, the research and the occupations that might be applicable for you. And the fifth thing, and this is the area that brings it all together, is the My Accelerator page. So I've gone this direction, and I'm going to bring it back to the My Accelerator page to give you a little bit of a flavor of what this dashboard looks like. And this is a dashboard, gives you a 360-degree view of everything that you're doing within Learning Express and Job and Career Accelerator. My profile's here. Everything that I've done here has got a checkbox, so I'm ready to apply for jobs. My saved occupations and jobs, and I showed that as we went through. You know, I think that I'm not sure if I saved a job. I did. Medical records and health information technician, there's a particularly saved job. Just to show you what that looks like, and you can recognize this from a previous screen. If I wanted to, I could go back and look at some of these occupations and jobs under sales manager. There's the information I need. I'm just going to click the back button to get kind of through my example here. If I'm to the point where all my saved occupations and jobs, I've really done everything I could, here are some other occupation matches that I can go ahead and I can research using that same process, the testing courses that are involved, the learning that's involved, and the research that's involved. You know, this gives me an area, I guess, for lack of a better word, of where I can have hope and where I can continue to keep my search rolling. There might be other occupations based on my strengths. And as I remember from my survey, there were 39 occupation matches. And these first are primary, and the occupations, as I scroll through here, here are some secondary occupations that I can look at. My resumes and cover letters are all incorporated over here. I can preview, print, or edit them as I see fit. And cover letters are at the bottom. And down below, this is where my skills improvement, my occupation practice tests come together. And I've got a lot here because I use this as a demo account. And my computer and internet basics, all of that's available for me to use here. My reminders are set up here. I've got 172 days overdue. Luckily, I'm employed, so I don't have to worry too much at this point about job search or being overdue because, frankly, I haven't done a good job keeping current. But these reminders really allow you to keep track and keep pace with as strong of a job search and career search as you want to make it. What's new, and this is only about 4 or 5 days, is this give your feedback. In fact, this is the first chance I've really had to talk to anybody about it. But what we're trying to do from a library sense and from a MEL sense is get feedback from end users or library patrons is really what we're looking for here. So this give feedback button is not only here, but this feedback button on top is next to logout. This is available on every screen. Give your feedback is just really available on this screen. It's the same survey. It's pretty quick. As you can see, there's only 4 questions. And we wanted to be quick because there's really some very key information that we're trying to get here. Was your experience using the product good or not? How often do you use Job and Career Accelerator? Would you recommend it to others? Are you happy the library is providing this service? And the last one is really just a free response here. So it's a brand new survey, and we hope to begin. We're going to actually deliver this to Mel. So it doesn't necessarily apply to individual libraries, but what I wanted to promote is the fact that we want the end user feedback, and we would be very, very thankful if any of the patrons within the Superiorland Library Cooperative, you know, would fill the feedback out to give us a true sense of where we stand with the product and kind of a large view. So with that, I'm really going to end my presentation, and I know we're getting close to the end, but I'm going to go ahead and unmute the group.
The conference has been unmuted.
And open it up for any questions here at the end. Anybody have any questions at all about Job and Career Accelerator and Learning Express Library?
This is Sean. I was just going to say that I did have some technical problems, just like, you know, you did earlier with getting into Learning Express through the MEL portal, but now it seems to be working. So, you know, maybe there's just a few little issues there, but I was able to get in now, so that's good news.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sean, for that. I'm going to go ahead and follow up with Deb Biggs Thomas, my contact in MEL, after. And I'll go ahead and send a note to you know, to Suzanne, just so perhaps she might get word out to any of the group about, you know, any temporary issues or anything like that. But I don't see any long term issues with it.
I'm sure not. That GOIP thing is so nice, you know, not to have to worry about your driver's license or putting in your library card number. It's a really great thing. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, if there aren't any questions, actually, let me, if anyone's on that wants to go ahead and if something comes up afterwards, I'll verbalize my email address and as well as my my phone extension. And for any of the participants today, welcome to call me with any questions or email me with any questions or feedback. The phone number here, our 800 number, is 800-295-9556, and my extension is 6434. And my email address is tbboyurnosky@learningexpressllc.com. And I'd be happy to hear from anyone with questions or comments.
Can you get that email one more time?
Yep. T, B like boy, U, R, N, O, S, K, Y, @learningexpressllc.com.
And Tom, this is Suzanne. We wanted to say thank you for the presentation today. It was great. And we appreciate your giving us permission to record it. So if any of the participants know of other staff members who couldn't attend because of scheduling conflicts, let them know that we'll be sending the URL for the recording, the archive. So thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne. And thanks to everyone who participated today. Really appreciate your support and involvement. And we're really hopeful that certainly MEL and Learning Express Job and Career Accelerator can be a good tool for those in your community who need it. So thank you.
Thank you. Please stand by.